Here in Washington, Mayor Adrian Fenty lost his bid for a second term in yesterday's Democratic primary. And Michelle Rhee, his hard-charging school's chancellor, could also find herself out of a job. Fenty handpicked Rhee when he took office in 2007, and he gave her free rein to shake up the city's dysfunctional school system. She quickly vaulted onto the national stage with a tough, ambitious agenda that turned Washington, D.C. into a laboratory for school reform. NPR's Claudio Sanchez spoke with Michelle Rhee earlier today about what's next for her and the reforms she pushed through.
Michelle Rhee has been praised and demonized. A hard-nosed reformer who has answered only to Mayor Adrian Fenty, Rhee took an axe to a bloated school bureaucracy, shut down dozens of schools, fired hundreds of administrators and teachers, and battled the Washington Teachers Union. But right now, Rhee says, with a big smile on her face, she does not want to think about any of that. After all, she's got a wedding coming up.
So I'll be gone for about 6 days, and then I'll come back, and then I'm sure that we'll have lots of conversations, sort of figure out what the next steps are from there.
Rhee says she will meet with Vincent Gray, the man who's likely to become the next mayor of Washington, D.C., and if he asks her to remain as chancellor, Rhee says this is what she'll say.
As long as I am in this job, I am going to continue to operate the same way that I've operated since day one. We're going to make every decision based on what is in the best interest of kids, not based on the politics, not based on the adult interests, not based on any of the sort of entrenched groups that are around, but what is right for kids.
Rhee points to the historic labor contract with teachers that many consider a model for other urban school systems. The contract includes a voluntary pay-for-performance plan that allows teachers to earn $20,000 to $30,000 more for raising students' test scores. And Rhee can remove teachers rated as ineffective under a new evaluation policy. But some of Rhee's supporters say that if Rhee leaves, these and other groundbreaking reforms can be rolled back.
I worry a lot that we'll end up going back to old ways of business.
Katie Haycock is with the Education Trust, an advocacy group for low-income children. She says this is not just about Rhee.
But I think she is regarded by many as being emblematic of a results-oriented, sort of driven leader who is unafraid of political consequences. And whether you like that style or not, if leaders like that are driven out, what that does is signal that we don't really care and we're really afraid, in particular, to do what's needed for Latino and Black children.
But teachers, too, are as invested in reform as Rhee, says Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The city has to keep its commitment to education reform. There is no turning back on ensuring that all kids in this city get a great education.
Although many in Vincent Gray's camp want Rhee out, Gray has said that if he keeps her, she must do more to engage parents and school communities in her decision-making. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
This is NPR.